An MP's visit to his or her constituency is a fairly routine matter. However, that is not the case if your local MP also happens to be the country's deputy prime minister and is in a coalition government with the Conservatives. On Friday, September the 3rd, as Nick Clegg arrived in Sheffield to meet local business leaders at Sheffield First Partnership Conference and later to launch Opportunity Sheffield at the town hall, he was greeted with a protest by local interest groups. The protest rally attracted activists, trade unionists, along with local politicians with green and red leanings. The Hallam MP did not stop at the town hall steps to address the grievances of the protesters, who greeted him with the chants of Judas. He did speak with Sheffield Live about the betrayal some Sheffielders accuse him of.
What would you say to Sheffielders who feel that you've let the city down?
Well, I think people... I hope, and certainly this is my experience speaking to many, many friends and colleagues in Sheffield, accept that we're all having to take very difficult decisions, that we have already taken decisions which are helping the pensioners of Sheffield through the increase in pension by restoring the earnings link, something Labour never did. We've taken many people on low pay out of paying income tax. We're increasing child tax credit. We're about to introduce in October a pupil premium, something I've been fighting for 10 years, to give extra money to children from disadvantaged backgrounds here in Sheffield so they get the best education that they want. I think that's actually showing that even as we try and balance the books, because we have to, because you can't create jobs out of thin air, you can't create jobs on the shifting sands of debt, we're doing it as fairly as possible, and I hope over time people will see that we're trying to do the right thing because we have to, because that's the only way that people are going to get the future they deserve in Sheffield.
Nick Clegg's constituency home, for which he claimed an extra £910 in expenses for having his apple and plum trees pruned, is up for sale. While Mr. Clegg returned the gardening costs, he justified the other expenditures by promising to return the profit he makes on the sale to the taxpayers. I reminded him of his promise.
Your constituency home is up for sale. Would you be giving the profit to the taxpayers as you promised?
Yes, of course. No, absolutely. I mean, I was always very adamant that MPs, you know, I said this very loudly at the time of the expenses scandal, shouldn't be in the sort of property game. I don't think taxpayers should be sort of subsidising MPs to sort of turn themselves from servants of their constituents into sort of spivvy property speculators, buying and selling properties and, you know, pocketing the difference. So I'm really pleased, because this is something I pushed for, much more than anybody else, that the new rules say that MPs should get out of the property game, and that's why, that's exactly what I'm doing, that's what the rules say, and of course I will return the net profit back to the taxpayer.
It turned out the sale of his constituency home was least of his worries on this trip. The case of Forge Masters' cancelled loan was brought up again. Inviting Nick Clegg to a public meeting on Forge Masters' loan, Paul Blomfield, the Labour MP for Sheffield Central, said,
"There was a choice on Sheffield Forge Masters. This new government reviewed 217 projects across the country. 90% of them were given the green light. Only 24 were cut or suspended, and of those 24, 3 were in Sheffield. Sheffield was targeted, and there has been no support from the Liberal Democrats for this city. No voice raised either by Nick Clegg or by Paul Scriven. We've been collecting signatures on a petition which has had, I mean, I've been involved in politics all my life and collected signatures for all sorts of petitions. I have never been involved in a petition like this, where people outside this town hall were queuing up to sign. You didn't have to explain the case. People understood the case, and more than 10,000 local people have signed this petition demanding that their decision on the Forge Masters loan be reviewed. My challenge to Nick Clegg is to answer to these people at your choosing, a time at your convenience, attend an open meeting in this city, provide the answers, and be convinced by the people of this city to change your mind on Forge Masters, to change your mind on public sector cuts, and to listen to the people."
When conveyed Paul Blomfield's invitation, Nick Clegg welcomed the suggestion.
"I've just said to Paul Blomfield today, apparently he's got a petition. I was invited him here to bring me the petition. I'm very keen to hear people's views, but he's declined my invitation. So I'm very keen, obviously, to hear what people think. These are difficult times, and we're trying to take difficult decisions for the long-term future of, obviously, the country and of Sheffield as a whole. And I think people do recognise that there is just a problem, and the problem is that There's a huge black hole in our public finances. It's not fair on the children or grandchildren of Sheffield to just pass on this generation's debts to the next. You know, we need to clean up the mess that we inherited from Labour. I didn't come into politics to make cuts, but sometimes it's right for our long-term future to take difficult decisions today, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do it as fairly as we can. I'm very keen to listen to people. I've just had a long constituency surgery, and I remain, as ever, very available to people who want to talk to me.
With Forgemasters out of the way, Nick Clegg was reminded of the severity of cuts South Yorkshire will have to face.
Well, I hope that what we can do together is make sure that the kind of burden we all have to kind of carry to balance the books is done as fairly as possible. And that's why we've already announced as a government that, for the pensioners of Sheffield, that their pension is guaranteed to go up by earnings, restoring the earnings link that was broken in the 80s, which Labour never restored in 13 years. We've taken about 900,000 people out of paying any income tax at all by raising the income tax allowance by £1,000. That benefits people on low pay in Sheffield. We're increasing child tax credits. So, of course, there are going to be very difficult decisions. And, of course, I understand people will get frustrated and some people will get angry. But I hope they will recognise that we're trying to do this as fairly as possible. We, for instance, were the government that have imposed a levy on the banks, who many people think got us into this trouble in the first place. Labour didn't do that. So we're trying to do this as fairly as possible. Of course, I realise it'll be controversial, but I hope people will understand that we're doing this for the long-term benefit of Sheffield.
It is interesting that Nick Clegg mentioned pensioners, as earlier at the protest, Jackie Milne from Sheffield Pensioners Action Group made an impassioned request to the Deputy Prime Minister to live on a pensioner's income.
I'd like Nick Clegg to try and live on a pension for not a week or 2 weeks, but for a year, and things are only going to get worse. Wait until you need care. Sell your house. If you've got, you need pension credit, you've got a house, sell that. And this is true. It's not fiction, it's a fact. They do not know what it's like to live on an old age pension. If you think you're poor as a worker, wait until you come to retire. The care is not there. I've had a letter from the Department of Social Services. I sort of gave in to my principles and wrote to David Cameron. I know it's sick, but I have to. And he's written back and said that the new social care will not be dealt out by government. It's going to be devolved to your local council. But the money is not ring-fenced. So that means this wonderful council can spend it on what they like they did with free swimming. We never got that. They spend it on what the hell they like. They don't need the care we will need as we get older. We do. And if they think they can live on a state pension, good luck to them.
Whether Nick Clegg accepts Jackie's request or not remains to be seen. For now, Sheffielders can only hope the burden of cuts which he wants South Yorkshire to carry would be as fair as he promises. This is Amna Kaleem reporting for Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.